Welcome to the May 15th dual platform service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service today is led by Reverend Pam Phillips and the youth of the congregation, the YRUU. Today we celebrate the bridging of our high school seniors into young adulthood as the youth share their experiences of growing up as Unitarian Universalists.
Good morning, and welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the New River Valley on the native lands of the Tutelo and Monacan people, where we share a mission to inspire, create, and transform. I'm Reverend Pam Phillips, and I am delighted to be weaving worship this morning with the youth of this congregation, the YRUU, the Young Religious Unitarian Universalists, and one of their advisors, Jim Kern, as we honor the bridging youth. If you are with us for the first time, we are glad that you have found us. You'll find a link to the virtual visitor's card in the chat or a paper card in the back of the congregation or of the sanctuary. Fill it out and we'll be happy to keep in touch with you moving forward. If you have a joy or a sorrow that you would like shared aloud, there are cards in the back of the sanctuary or a link in the chat, and we will share those later in the service. Those of you joining us online, you'll find a link in the chat for the order of service so you know what to expect. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. We wanted to give the youth our advice for the years ahead, and I meant to give out pieces of paper for people to write those pieces of advice down. So, during the opening hymn, we'll hand out pieces of paper. Or, actually, Lucas, is there any way we could get the QR code up really quickly right now? It's on the announcement slide. It's the second announcement. Take out your phones. You guys are going to learn some new technology, all right? And if you have a QR code, just snag that code right there. Here is the minister of the congregation telling you to use your phones during the service. And you can write a piece of advice, and we will share that with the youth later in the service. Did everybody get a chance to get it? Put it back up, Lucas, sorry. Thank you, Lucas, for being flexible. I make him do all kinds of things on the fly. Did it come up? Oh, open your camera or your QR code. Yeah. All right. Everybody got it? If not, you can get a joy or sorrow card and write it on the back. All right. There are lots of opportunities to meet virtually or on the grounds throughout the week. I invite you to check out the calendar on our website for times, locations, Zoom links, and contact information. I want to lift up a couple of announcements. Today, after the service, there is a community conversation on climate change. It will be happening in the library and on Zoom. So you're welcome to join that at 11:30. Directly after this service, there will be a table in Elarth for the legislative advocacy group has set up to hand out some information and get you to sign up if you'd like to be on the alert list so that you can advocate for those things that are most important so that we can live our values. So I encourage you to stop at that table. And also next Sunday, we'll have an informational meeting with members of the board to discuss the matters up for vote in the annual meeting that will happen 2 weeks after that, the budget and the slate of new board officers and at-large members. I want to thank all the volunteers who make it possible for us to gather and to do all the things that we do together. And I'd like to introduce Sarah Catlett, who is one of our Lifespan Faith Development team members, to let us know what the children are doing in religious education. Sarah. Here we go.
Good morning. In RE today, students will be learning about the UU eighth principle. We believe in a diverse community free from racism and oppression. Pre-K will be reading All the Colors of the Earth and making different colored faces. K2 will read America, My Love, America, My Love, My Heart, and make multicultural handprint wreaths. 3-5 will learn about prayer across multiple faiths, and prayer is a place to grow a soul. And middle school will be watching the Twilight Zone episode, I Am Night, Color Me Black. This episode deals with themes of racism and capital punishment. It was written in reaction to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy and an indictment of racism on the American South. Thank you.
Some of these youth up here have been the recipients of this wonderful religious education for most of their lives. That is part of what we are celebrating today. So now let's greet one another. I would invite those of you who are at home to turn on your cameras. We're going to put you up on the screens. There you are. If you would wave to the people in the sanctuary, and also if you can multitask and type in where you are coming from this morning, I will read aloud the places where we are. I think I know there's somebody from Italy here. Oh, and also Brianna is here from Pulaski, another exotic place. Susie and Gail from Galax, Anne from Pulaski, Victoria from Montgomery County, Nancy from Christiansburg, Karen from Blacksburg, Andy and Marianne from Blacksburg, Darla from Blacksburg, Kimberly from Blacksburg, Tan from Christiansburg, Barbara Ann from Radford. We are mostly local, but also international. Highland Park, Blacksburg. Wonderful. It is good to be here. Oh, exotic Ellet Valley, Apperson Park. See, this is the way I find out about neighborhoods in here, in this town. All right, now let's turn it on to the sanctuary, and everyone, you are being seen by the folks at home. Wave. I'm doing the wave here. We've got a great group here, and I wonder if I can get this turned around. Oh. Ooh. Now I have to get out of the way. All right, yes, I have now made everyone seasick. Hi, it's me. All right. We are here together and blessed to be here together. And now I'd like to invite up two of our youth to help us create sacred space. If you at home would like to light a chalice as we say these words as well, that would be wonderful. And I'm inviting up Ray Johnson and Maeve Rensberger to light our chalice.
Please join me in reading these words as we light our chalice. We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service.
And now I'd like to invite up Kate Miller for our opening words.
As we celebrate life's beauty, may we never forget that we are part of it. It is woven around us, through us, between us. We are here to notice those elegant strands, the way they call to us, the way they hold us, the way they connect us. May our time together today enable that beauty to shine.
I want to thank Jim Kern for being our musician today and offer prayers of healing for Jared and his family because they couldn't be here because of COVID. Ah, I invite up Nico, one of our graduating seniors, to lead us in our covenant.
All right, please join me in reading these words from our covenant. We covenant to create a place of respect and kindness, and to build a spiritual community based on reason and courageous love. while we celebrate the words of our mission statement and of this covenant, we affirm that our mission lives through our actions.
As we prepare to bridge our youth into young adulthood, it's good to remember that we all make transitions in our lives, throughout our lives. Reverend Molly Hosh Gordon wrote this story, and Reverend Caitlin Cotter Coilberg adapted, read, and created this lovely video, encouraging us to make these transitions mindfully.
Beyond Every Door by Molly Hosh Gordon, adapted. Do you know the book The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? Do you remember how Lucy discovers Narnia? She's looking for the perfect place to hide and opens up the door to a big wardrobe. She goes through the door and into the back of the wardrobe, and suddenly she's in a whole other world, a magical world with witches and fauns and talking beavers. Wouldn't it be cool if there were a magical world beyond every door? When Lucy opened the door to Narnia, it didn't look like anything special. It's just a boring door to a wardrobe full of clothes and coats, but across its threshold was magic. Lucy already had a foot in Narnia before she quite realized what was happening. Many of the thresholds in our lives are like this. We don't know that we're crossing into another world until we're already halfway there. The door of a congregation takes us down a pathway of growth we might never have expected. The door of a doctor's office suddenly opens out into a life with a hard diagnosis. A restaurant door opens into a first date and echoes forward into the relationship of a lifetime. A beloved person's door closes behind you and sends you out into the world heartbroken. The door to a library or a gym or a dance studio introduces you to a life's passion you might not have otherwise discovered. We cross these thresholds every day of our lives, for good and for ill, in joy and sorrow and bittersweet truth. Truly, even our own front door is a great threshold, no matter how familiar the world within and without may be. Given our lives' reality of constant change, every day we open the same old door again, only to step out or roll out into a world that is new since the day before. In this way, there is a new world behind every door, awaiting our discovery if we will only encounter it as such. I hope this week you will take time to think about the doors of your life, to be present with the doorways in your life, both the actual doors and the things that are changing, the opportunities that are opening up in front of you, the ways we are always crossing thresholds, even if only inside our own homes. And this week, of course, we are celebrating those crossing big thresholds in their lives as they complete one step of their education, for example, and move on to the next adventure, whether that's moving from preschool into kindergarten or moving from fifth grade into middle school, or especially this week, we are celebrating those moving, bridging from being a youth, high schooler, to being a young adult and a college student. Wherever you go, beloveds, however far away or wild your adventure becomes, know you are always welcome back here, that our doors are open to you, that we see the magic in you and are so glad that you are a part of our community.
We celebrate our youth, but we celebrate too those adults who guide them in their lives. This year, YRU advisors were Mark Benson, Kim Feit, Erica Coleman, and Jim Kern. Can you go to the next slide, Lucas, just so that we can say hello to Mark Benson, who will be one of our bridging advisors. He has been serving for 9 years, I think. I also would like, and let's just go back, to invite up Kim Feit, who I think has been advising for 5.5 years. Come on up. And Erica Reed Coleman, who has been advising for 10 years. And I want to offer our thanks for their hard work and generosity of spirit with these chalices. And Jimmy Dickerson is going to read some words of appreciation from the youth.
This is what we appreciate about our advisors. They tell us about opportunities for social justice. They tell dad jokes. They keep us on track. You know, they tell us what to do. They're good mediators when we're arguing. They put in the time and effort. They're always available. They are so, so patient. They play games with us. I mean, most of them, we grew up with them. They babysit us. They were babysitting us when we were four, caring for us in the nursery. And some of them even gave inspiration for our cat names. Mark.
So we want to say a special thank you for all the years that you put in. Erica grew up in this church. So let's show our appreciation with applause. Hugs can come later. Jimmy, would you like to do the offering?
Let us contribute to our community with an offering. This week's half plate recipient was chosen by our seniors, Ava and Nico. Blacksburg Refugee Partnership, which provides help and hope for refugees building their lives in Southwest Virginia. Many UUC congregants volunteer with this organization. If you would like to give cash or check, there's a basket in the back of the sanctuary. Online, you may use the link or in the chat or use the other ways listed on the screen. You may also be able to give after the service. Thank you for all your generosity. As we collect our offering, we will enjoy Jim Kern playing Any Major Dude Will Tell You, during which you were invited to light candles of hope and remembrance. For those online, you may write in the chat if you'd like a candle lit, and those will be read aloud after the memory. Join me as we accept these offerings. We accept these offerings in support of our congregation and our larger community, recognizing always that in giving and receiving, we participate in a circle of care with no beginning and no end.
This morning, I'd like to share a special sorrow and a prayer written by my colleague, Reverend Julie Hamilton, for those people in Buffalo. So please join me now in the spirit of prayer. Spirit of life and lamentation. Once again, the news of violence comes like a hot knife through our hearts as we learn of a gunman who opened fire in a supermarket in Buffalo yesterday, targeting Black bodies, Black lives, reminding us that hate and fear are festering in our nation, and that guns are shortcuts to sorrow. We hold in our hearts the 10 lives lost, the injured, the grieving families, the shattered community. And we hold in our bellies the fire of conviction that pours forth from our prayers in pulpits across the nation. No more. No more. Dear God, no more. We pray and we act and we organize and we console and we protest and we grieve, because it is what we must do until justice rolls down like water and washes away the salt on a mother's cheeks. Until justice comes like the healing rain that fills dry riverbeds, and justice floods the civic plain, we water the earth with our tears. Amen, and blessed be. So this is a tradition that I have seen ever since I've been here, which is the sharing of advice with our graduates. Did anybody write anything on a piece of paper? No, because I didn't give it to you. Sorry. So through the magic of technology, here is the advice. And I will invite Ray and Kate and Ryan Bagshi to come up and share. Can you see this? Let's go to the top ones. All right. So just
consider a career in the trades. Working with your hands and head is meaningful and needed.
Live by the golden rule to do unto others as you would have others do unto you.
Please return or write to your UUC family congregation from time to time and let us know how you're doing. Good times or struggling periods, we care about you.
Life keeps going on. There isn't a final step, only steps forward.
Take your time to find the right path. Try new things, try old things, find what makes you happiest. Once you find your path, take the bridge confidently. Don't let running into a railing slow you down.
Persistence pays. Follow the golden rule. A thrill can last for minutes. Consequences may last a lifetime. Be forewarned. Fentanyl killed my grandson. Don't let that happen to you or a friend.
Life is going to get really hard sometimes, but if you keep pushing through those tough times, it will all be worth it.
Always stay humble and kind.
Follow your dreams, especially when they seem impossible. Those are the dreams that will make you the happiest.
Don't settle for anything less than what you want and need.
Life isn't about money. Don't stay at a job you hate just because it pays well. Taking a pay cut for your mental health and happiness is a good choice.
Keep your openness and wonder alive through your entire life. And remember, there are... that doesn't make sense. Okay. Your opportunities to help you grow and develop the best you.
Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail.
Listen to and respect others, but even more importantly, listen to and respect yourself.
Adulthood and growing up should happen at the rate you choose it to, so don't rush into it. Grow and change on your own terms.
Don't be afraid to change. Let events and experience shape you towards being the person you want to be while holding to your values.
Notice what you can do something about and do something. Disregard the rest.
It takes courage to be happy, so be bold and live true to your passions.
Don't be afraid to change.
Believe in yourself. We are proud of all of you. You got this.
The most important trait in a significant other is kindness. Seek kind people.
Be yourself always, and if you aren't sure who you are, take time to get to learn more. You are worth knowing.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Think before you act.
Follow your heart, but also use your head to guide you. The best and right choices for you, your community, and the world will not always be easy choices.
Not everything in life will go as planned. Take time to process the change, but know other opportunities will come, maybe even something better.
Learn and maintain your boundaries. Learn to forgive. First, forgive yourself. Take time to see the beauty wherever you find yourself is there. Happiness is an attitude, not a destination.
Even when things get rough, remember that you are loved by more people than you know and that everything is temporary.
You too are amazing people with strong values, powerful advocacy, and a solid sense of self. Trust yourselves and remember you will have a loving community back home ready to root you on and support you.
Everything you need is within you, including gifts, talents. Follow your inner GPS, God Goddess positioning system, and it will lead you in life, experience, or discovering who you truly are.
Mistakes are essential. Anxiety is normal. Love.
There is no greater wisdom than kindness to yourself and to others.
That's it.
Nope, one more. Take time to have fun. The time's available for fun. Shines every year. Oh, sorry.
I think I should let you all rate the sermon next week. You all have some really good advice. And now I would like to introduce, I need to say a few words here. So we always have four advisors for our youth group so that they don't have to be on every Sunday. And I resisted being a youth advisor at my congregation for about 10 years because I was a middle school teacher. Who wants to hang out with kids on Sunday when you are with them all week long? And then one day I was sitting in a pew and somebody got up and said, we need advisors for our youth group. They are amazing people. You will be changed by being with them. And I felt called to be a youth advisor. And they were right. And one of those special people is Jim Kern, and he will be continuing on. And he's a pretty special person himself. See, it's not just the youth that you learn from, it's from your co-advisors. So as I invite Jim up to introduce the seniors, I invite you to listen, maybe for a call to work with the youth. Jim?
I'm calling. Now, it's a real privilege and an honor to be the one up here introducing these seniors. There's actually four Bridgers. Two of them couldn't be here. Maggie and Summer couldn't be here. And even though I've only been an advisor for a year now, I've known these guys for a long time. I've watched them grow up. Maggie and Summer grew up in Radford with my kids in the Radford school system, so I've known them from there. And Nico and Ava I've watched grow up here among us. In fact, going back to when we had a covenant group with parents of young children, and all our kids were hanging out together with Ava. So we got some really good memories of all that. And you are going to hear great things about these guys. You probably already have, and I'm certain we'll hear more as they move on in their lives, either from their proud parents, or I got this feeling I'm going to be driving down the road listening to NPR one day, and I'm going to say, "What? Who? I know that person." But whatever their accolades today and tomorrow, the thing you really got to know about these guys, they're just really fun to be with. Sorry. A lot of emotion this morning. There's great to hang out with, and it's great to be around them on a Sunday, especially with everything goes on in the world. It's just great to have a Sunday evening hanging out with these, you know, bright stars that are gonna do great things. So I do encourage you to sign up and be an advisor. We do have chalices for each of our Bridgers here this morning, so I'm gonna pass those on to them now. And I believe Nico and Ava are going to each take a turn next. Is that what's going on next? Yeah. So who's first?
So last night was senior prom for me. And I thought before senior prom, you know, I should write a speech. And then I thought at midnight at the Waffle House, oh, you know what, I should write a speech. And then at 6 a.m. when we were watching the sunrise, I thought I should write a speech. And then we fell asleep, so I didn't. But I realized that this congregation is so much a part of me that I can just talk about it. I can talk about this congregation and what it means to me, because I'm good at talking about myself. So I've been in this congregation as long as I can remember. I remember being in the little, I don't know, the youth program, and having stories read to me and running around the grounds. And there's a dent on the wall downstairs from my head, like maybe this high. If you guys see it, that's from me. I remember going to Midler's and visiting all sorts of different religious sacred spaces and watching The Simpsons. And in the church's buddy program, I made a friend, an adult friend, who has been one of the biggest role models in my life. And we still send letters to each other now, and it's because of the church. And now it's YRUU that I'm going to have to say goodbye to. And I can't really explain how much YRUU means. It's like, it's, you go through a whole week and maybe you don't pause to reflect. But for YRUU, at the beginning with the roses and thorns, you pause to reflect on your week, and you realize that there are these people that want to hear what happened to you. They want to hear the good things, they want to hear the bad things, and they're all listening. And with these wonderful advisors and other youth, it's incredible to be able to say what I feel like I need to have shared, and to listen to them, and to make jokes, and play so many games, lots of games. It's just incredible. And I want to thank everyone in this congregation for helping me become the person I am today. And I want to thank the youth group for being a part of that as well. Thank you.
So in a similar vein, I also didn't write anything, but that's okay, because one thing that being a UU has taught me is that it's okay to not know and kind of make things up as you go. And I think we talk about that a lot in the context of faith and spirituality, but it's also okay to not know in life. And I think that came up a lot in the advice that you guys gave us, so thank you for that. It's very comforting. I've also been a UU since as long as I can remember. And it's meant a lot to me to have this supportive and welcoming community, and I can always just come here, and the people who I have met here have been so wonderful and such big influences in my life. My fellow youth in youth group, as well as the advisors, have been some of the most amazing people. And I'm really sad to leave them and to have some of our advisors go, but I know that we are all going on to great things. So that gives me hope. Thank you.
It would be wonderful to be able to hear from all of the youth about their fellow, why do we always say fellow? to see their friends graduating, but we've asked just one person to speak on behalf of the two graduates, and so I'll introduce first Alex Dickerson.
I actually wrote something. So. I promise I wrote something just once again. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
You want to find it?
No, I found it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Oh my goodness. it has been I remember just moving into Shadow Lake Village as like a tiny little 7-year-old and immediately being greeted by Ava and feeling welcomed and knowing that I would have a friend for the next large portion of my life. Whether it's been from singing in the chalice choir when I was a little kid to marching a mile and a half through woods and marches to Heritage Park, it's been a lot and it's been amazing. And many things have changed throughout this period of time. But despite this, Ava has remained hardworking and dedicated and just so passionate. And you're just one of those people who just, you just feel happy being around them. And that's something that's really special. And I hope you continue to illuminate people's life like that. And you are just so hardworking and compassionate and legitimately one of the nicest people that I've ever met. And it's been amazing getting to know you. And I wasn't in the least bit surprised when you got into Stanford, just because I've seen how hard you work and you absolutely deserve it. And you're going to do amazing things. I'm sorry. It's been amazing. I know I'm only 16, but I feel old seeing you grow up and do everything that you do, and I can only imagine to achieve the proportion of a portion of the goals that you achieved. And although it hurts to see you go, I am so happy for you, and I know that so many things wait for you, and you're gonna do amazing. I'm sorry. And it's going to be great. It may seem hard now, but you're going to do great. It's been amazing getting to know you, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your life. Please stop by and say hi.
And I'd like to call up Maeve Rensberger.
Hi everyone, I'm Maeve, and Nico is my brother, which means I didn't really have any choice to be friends with him or not. And when Nico and I were little, my mom can attest to this, we did not like each other, like even remotely. We fought all the time. I remember screaming at Nico in the car, and my mom would be driving and she'd be like, "Stop screaming, I'm trying to drive." But Nico and I, as we got older, we grew closer, and he's really like my best friend in the world now, and I'm gonna miss him a lot. He's going to be studying art history in the fall at college. I did not know what art history was before I learned that my brother was going to be studying it at college. I did not know that was a thing, but it really makes sense because Nico loves art. I remember pretty recently he had a school assignment for one of his classes where he was supposed to like go observe an art piece and like write about it. So he took my mom and I to this art gallery, and I've never been a museum person, so maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, but he was there for so long. And I was like, I was sitting outside waiting for him to be done, and he was sitting on this bench looking at this one art piece and just staring at it. And I was like, what is going on in this kid's head? What does he see that I don't see? And Nico really looks at everything in life through this like artistic and creative lens. And he sees these pieces of art and just like nature and everything. And he can just analyze it, and he thinks he can write about it. He can talk about it for hours. Oh my God, he can talk a lot about art. But it's really amazing, and I think he's super cool for that, and I admire that a lot about Nico. And along with Nico's passion for art, he's also talented in areas of theater and baking. He makes a lot of really good treats. writing and coding, which is crazy to me, like computers and stuff, as well as being an incredible sandwich artist at Subway. It's like, it's really cool. So the funniest thing to me is Nico worked at Subway for like over a year, and he quit to like spend time with his friends and have a good senior year and all. And now whenever I want to go to Subway, he complains because he says that the people at Subway cannot make his sandwich as good as he can. So you would be very lucky to have me go make your sandwich at Subway, is what I've learned. I'm so immensely proud of my brother, and I'm gonna miss him so much, and he's gonna be doing amazing things in college and beyond, and I'm so excited to see it happen. Thank you.
I can't follow that. So now comes the time for the bridging ceremony. This is a ceremony that happens in lots of Unitarian Universalist congregations around the country. I'm going to invite the parents and the seniors to come stand up here with each other. Yeah. Excellent. So, in just a few minutes, you will cross an imaginary bridge, Ava and Nico, the symbol of your passage from youth to young adulthood, but first, the rose. At our child dedication ceremonies, we welcome young children into our church community by giving them roses on stems from which the thorns have been removed. The buds are symbols of life, whose mysterious unfolding we, just as they, will experience petal by petal. The thornless stems are a reminder of our fervent desire to protect the children of our congregational family and to smooth the journeys of their unfolding lives. Now, these seniors are at the other edge of adolescence, and it is fitting once more to present to them these roses, symbols of beauty and promise of their lives. So if you would, Molly. So Molly and Peter, our parents to Ava, and Rachel and Liz, our parents to Nico. Give the rose to your child. This time, the stems are not stripped of thorns. This time we mean to give a real and true rose, thorns included, for we cannot pretend to hold away the hurts and dangers of adulthood any more than we can keep these buds from opening. And yet we know and have confidence that you have learned from your parents and from this congregation how to handle all those things in life, the thorns as well as the roses. And now, I invite the young adults, 18 to 35 year olds in the congregation to go stand in the back. And any lifelong Unitarian Universalist, if you are a birth UU, please go stand in the back. And now we are going to form a bridge. I invite those of you here who have played a role in the lives of these young people to come up to the front and line the aisle, forming the bridge through which they will walk. If you have been their buddy, or first, if you've been their advisors, if you've been their buddy, if you've taught them RE classes or OWL classes, if you've mentored them through coming of age, if you worked with them in YRUU, if you bought baked goods at one of their bake sales, if you bought a book at one of their book sales, and if you have watched them afar with great pride and admiration going, yes, that's one of the youth of my congregation, please form this bridge. You who are bridging today have grown beyond what you once were. With each new day and each new experience, you learn more about yourself, your world, and your faith. Your past will serve you well on your journey. We gather today to honor you at this transformative time in your lives.
We honor the gifts you have brought the youth community and the sorrow we feel at this parting, for your gifts of fellowship and joy, and for memories we always cherish. We give you thanks. We give you our blessing, and we pledge to you our support as you grow into it. We honor you at this transformative time.
That's good. Okay. If I could invite the parents to come to the podium.
We honor the gifts you have brought to our family and the excitement we feel at watching you venture forth into this next chapter of your life. For all that you are and all that you will become in the years ahead, we give thanks. As we witness and participate in this transition, we give you our blessing and we pledge to you our support and love. We honor you at this transformative time.
So, Nico and Ava, I invite you, or actually, can we form a bridge? And if you will walk through the bridge, and the young adults, if you would share your words.
We honor the gifts you bring to the young adult community and the joy you feel at this moment. We are grateful for your individuality and for the hope you bring and the anxieties you share. We bless you now as you grow into who you are, and we pledge to you our support as you reach for your dreams. May you find a moment of friendship and support, your meaning and joy. We honor you at this transformative time.
I invite the bridge to be seated. You guys can stay up here if you want. Or yeah, actually, if you want to sit down. I invite the congregation to say words that are on the screen. We honor the life you bring to our community and the ways in which you help us to grow. We bless you now as you take your place beside us. And we pledge to you our support as you seek your way on your own path. May you find among us allies, as well as friends, that you may grow in mind and body and spirit. We honor you at this transformative time. Now, everyone, even the people at home, today we come together to recognize the transition from youth to young adulthood. It is a blessing to share together the sorrow of leaving the past, as well as the excitement of embracing the future. We pledge to one another to be in community, fully and openly, with all the blessings and responsibilities such an effort brings, and to move together into the future of this, our Unitarian Universalist faith. We honor this transformative time in our lives. Ava and Nico. One more slide. There you go. Do you have a microphone? Hand him a microphone.
We welcome your blessings and we move forward in hope.
Woohoo! And now we have a ritual of connection that is brought to us by the youth from the mountain. If everyone, I'm trying to figure out the best way to do this. We need to form a circle. Can you show the people at home what we're looking like here? So those of you at home, if you can see us, We are all tied together by one piece of yarn. As we celebrate bridging these young people into adulthood, we know that they will go far and far away, but they will always be connected, if not by this yarn, but by invisible threads of love and support. So in a moment, the youth will come around and cut the yarn. Turn to the person next to you to help them tie it into a bracelet on your wrist. Wear it for the next week to remind you that you are part of this community of love and support and passion. Go for it. Yeah, that was it. As we tie our bracelets, we'll extinguish our chalice, but not the fire of commitment, the light of truth, or the warmth of community. These we carry with us in our hearts until we are together again.